And now the game where we invite on people who excel at one thing and ask them to do something else entirely. Chef Bob Wagoner cooked all over the world before finding a cool place to work in Charleston, South Carolina. He was head of the esteemed Charleston Grill here, and he is the host of the PBS show You Cook with Chef Bob. Bob Wagoner, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. What a treat. Excited to be here.
So let's talk food. You're known for your expertise with what's Southern haute cuisine.
Yes.
What is that? Is that like you eat your mac and cheese with a silver spork? What is that?
Well, I've spent a lot of time in Burgundy, 11 years in France, learning how to cook with some of the top chefs in France.
Right.
And brought a lot of what I learned in France to the Lowcountry.
Did you have to prove yourself to these people when you showed up? That you were going to respect their cuisine?
Pretty much, just like anywhere. Just like anywhere you get in. And of course, coming from France, and I'd spent a little bit of time in Nashville before I came here, they said, I'd like you to play with some of the southern things, play with some of the, you know, grits and things like that. And my initial taste of grits was in a very inexpensive hotel for breakfast one day, and it was as close to wallpaper paste as you can get. So I was thinking, that's going to be a tough one.
What's the secret to grits, Bob?
Stone ground. Fresh stone ground, the true quality. There's the grit. What it is what they'll do is you'll see the corn, and it's not that we forgot to pick the corn, but you'll see the corn out in the fields, and it'll be dry and looking tired, and you'll be driving by going, these guys don't even pick their corn in this state. So anyway, what they'll do is they'll keep it on the husk, and then when the chefs will order it, they'll actually take the corn off and grind it to order. So
that's
all those incredible... It's the actual the corn.
It was a fish.
I just know it's delicious. I never thought about whence it came.
Did you not know that grits were corn?
No.
She keeps looking for it at the
zoo.
But
I was probably 24 before I realized pickles were cucumbers once.
Pickles are cucumbers?
Aren't they?
Next thing you'll be saying that toast is bread.
Bob, you're a really nice guy and you're very warm, and you obviously want to make cooking accessible to people, but when you were training in France, were they hardcore with young chefs?
They were definitely tough. It was tough because I didn't speak a lot of French. I thought I did, listening to my tapes in Hollywood, going every day, driving and listening to these tapes, saying, bien sûr, avec plaisir, and, you know. 11 years later, married to a French woman and my daughter, and lived in Burgundy 11 years, never did I hear a French person say, bien sûr, avec plaisir. It just doesn't... Which actually means, why not? With pleasure, which I don't think they do. So right. Maybe that's what it is. But I paid money for these tapes.
As a student of French myself, was it ever true that Pierre worked in the library? Because I kept hearing that he did, yes.
Michel does go to the plage.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. So you're over there. You mean you have to prove yourself? Because they're pretty hardcore when it comes to cooking. Did you ever do anything that you were like going out and impress them, to win them over?
Well, you know what, it was just stayed in the back and showing what I knew and organizational skills, and I knew how to break down baby chickens and things right. like that, so I was faster
you
than they
break them
could,
first?
So. Yes.
You broke them.
Oh, we will
broke
break them. You have to make them feel bad about
You're
themselves.
You're not as cute as you think you are. What's the worst thing you've ever made?
I'd say tripe. Stomach.
Really?
Stomach, veal stomach.
And it was undelicious?
It was undelicious.
Really?
Yeah. It's when it's done really well, it's spectacular. And that's rare.
Right. Well, in France, where you trained, they eat parts of animals I didn't even know existed.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a dish at one of the 3-star Michelin restaurants. We did a pigeon, and we would stuff it inside the spleen of a pig. And you would put the whole pigeon inside this
Wait a minute.
Spleen, like a balloon.
So you take
sort
a spleen.
Like, take the
Here's
pig,
the recipe. Take one spleen. Take the pigeon. Stuff it in the spleen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then
it's like it's like a balloon. It's big enough, so you can get it in there pretty easy.
Do you have to like inflate the spleen? Or go,
no. No, it doesn't. Right.
Do you have to lubricate the pigeon?
Yeah. There is some pork fat involved.
All right. So
the hardest thing is persuading
oh, no, no,
the pigeon.
Guys.
It's talking the pigeon in, going to get him in there.
Now, I'm no way I'm going
no,
in there.
No, 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 no,
no.
Guys, he's making my mouth water. Go on. Pigeon into the spleen. Now
one
what?
Spleen.
One spleen.
One pigeon.
Then what?
Inside the pigeon, we're stuffing the pigeon with foie gras. So
right.
Duck liver stuffed inside the pigeon. Port. Half a bottle of port, almost, inside. So
inside
port,
what?
Inside the spleen. So
it's, it
now it's like a balloon.
You got port, you got pigeon.
That's how we get them in.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
You get a pigeon drunk enough, they'll know when to go.
They'll know
when to go. All right. So the pigeon anyway. And the port is in the spleen, and now what?
Foie gras in the pigeon.
Right,
and then,
the
then you order out.
Chopped truffles, and then we tie.
All right. So anyway, so...
Truffles.
So, all right, go on,
you
go
on. You have me at truffles.
You truffles? Yeah. Truffles.
Truffles in. Right. Yeah. Tie up the spleen.
With what?
Kitchen.
Spleen
kitchen
string.
Kitchen.
Okay.
Kitchen string.
Uh-huh.
Baked in the oven.
And at some point, the pigeon starts going, say, wait a minute.
And then, so at some point, you said the spleen what?
The spleen will blow up like a bubble.
Yes.
Like a balloon. And at that point, it's 18 minutes. It's cooked to a perfect medium rare. And then they'll take that out.
For people taking notes at home, about what oven
18
temperature?
18 minutes at 375.
375, all right.
18 minutes. And this is baked, and then it's brought out in a very traditional French way to the table
yeah.
with this spleen balloon with a pigeon in it. And then, of course, the waiters will puncture the spleen balloon and all these incredible aromas of port and foie gras and
a lovely sound.
And a lovely sound, of course.
On the theory that everything sounds better in French, what is that dish called in French?
Pigeon en vessie farci au foie gras.
Well, I could have come up with that.
So
they bring it out to the table, and then they literally vent the spleen.
Yes.
That's what's going on.
And on that note... Well, Bob Wagoner, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
It's Delicious. You just have to be willing to chew it for a while.
You are known, as we've said, for Southern haute cuisine. We're going to ask you about Northern cuisine, way Northern cuisine. Answer three questions correctly. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their voicemail. Carl, who is Chef Bob Wagoner playing for?
Bob is playing for Sean Long of North Charleston, South Carolina.
All right.
Oh, good. Good.
First question, one of the things they just love up in Greenland is something the native Inuit call matak. Matak, what is matak? A, harp seal testicles. B, the rawhide of the narwhal, you know, the unicorn of the sea. Or, well, it's just their name for spam. They really love spam.
The unicorn thing would probably be the most interesting.
The narwhal?
Yeah, the narwhal thing.
Yeah. You're going to go for the narwhal?
I'm probably going to go for the narwhal when it all comes
well,
down
you have to
it.
Well, you have to commit.
Yes, I'd like to go with the
you're
narwhal.
You're right. It's the narwhal hide. Raw narwhal hide.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Huh?
Although, if you're having guests and there's no narwhal in the larder, you can use a white whale hide. So there you go. You know what? You know it's a great way to prepare narwhal? Stuff it in a spleen.
Yeah. A whale spleen.
Next question. Over in Iceland, if you stop in for dinner with some friends, they might give you some hákarl, which is a delicacy made of shark. If you're eating hákarl for the first time, you might get what advice on how to eat it? A, hold your nose as you eat it. B, make sure you have a bucket nearby. Or C, get very drunk first. Something they tell you if you're eating hákarl for the first time.
Hákarl? Any hákarl specialist?
Any hákarl thing?
Sounds like a bucket nearby to me. But.
I'm thinking you'd probably want to drink something.
Yeah. So you're going to go for that? They like
what are you thinking?
They
drink
like
something?
Sea.
But it's probably going to smell pretty bad. I'm going to go with the aroma. You probably should plug your nose. Yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
Turns out that the shark meat is allowed to rot and ferment, which makes it edible, and it has a very pungent smell of ammonia, but apparently it doesn't taste as bad as it smells, so you want to hold your nose when you eat it, at least the first time.
They must have trained in France.
They must have. That spleen is sounding pretty good after those.
All right. Yeah.
Finland, another northern country, has its own national cuisine. The nation endured a food-related diplomatic crisis when which of these happened? A, a dinner with President Bill Clinton and his family went awry when Chelsea Clinton refused to eat the entree, roast moose, saying, I won't eat Bullwinkle. B, Italian President Silvio Berlusconi launched a campaign against Finnish cuisine, saying, quote, Finns don't even know what prosciutto is. Or C, the Finns contributed food aid to Africa, 100 tons of smoked reindeer meat, and the starving refugees sent it back.
Good luck with this one.
Let's go with Bill Clinton's daughter.
I wish, but no, it was actually Berlusconi. Berlusconi has been on a jihad against Finnish cuisine for some years. Said they don't know what good food is. I guess he's not a big fan of lutefisk bolognese. All right, Carl, how did Chef Bob do in our quiz?
Jeff Bob had two correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win for Sean Long.
Well done. Right. Congratulations. Bob Wagoner's new show is called You Cook with Chef Bob. It's on PBS. Chef Bob Wagoner, thank you so much for being on the show with Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate, too. Here's Cacciatore, Dory.